The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
This week, I thought of starting a series on conditionality and may introduce a little bit of how we can recognize that in our direct experience, so that it's not just a theoretical kind of talk, but also that we begin to see that this is possible to see in our direct experience, how experience conditions each other, different experiences condition other experiences. And we'll start with a sitting as usual, just settling in, because in terms of observing experience, really helpful to begin to get a sense of being present in the mind and body, so that we can observe what's happening there. So we'll start with the settling. And as I often say, allowing the body to relax. Beginning with relaxation. Supports our natural capacity to be aware in the present moment. As the body relaxes, it creates conditions that help the mind to relax. And as the mind relaxes, it supports that natural capacity of our mind to be aware of what's happening in the present moment. When our minds aren't caught up in thoughts of past or future or present, not caught up in thoughts or worries or concerns, what our minds do is receive what's happening in the present moment. So we can use that understanding of relaxation to support our practice. And so letting the body, attuning to the body, attuning to the experience of the body, and perhaps recognizing areas where there may be tension. And seeing if there can be a softening, a relaxing. And in particular, it can be helpful to soften the neck and shoulders. The chest and upper back. Maybe taking a deeper breath and noticing how a deeper breath allows a stretching of the muscles around the ribcage. And then the out-breath allows a kind of a relaxation of those muscles. Maybe another deeper breath that might support some relaxation around the chest. Relaxing the hips. The legs. The feet. The arms and hands. And the face. Seeing if there can be a softening around the eyes, across the brow, around the mouth, the jaw. And perhaps a sense of relaxing the gaze, even if your eyes are closed. If that doesn't resonate with you, just let it go. And perhaps there can be a softening of some of the inside of the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And maybe too, the mind can relax with the support of the relaxation, whatever relaxation of body is available. Maybe there can be a releasing of mental tension. Maybe reminding yourself right now there's nowhere to go, no one to be. Not very much to do for the next little while. So settling back and opening to be present, be available to receive whatever this body and mind wants to offer in this moment. What is easily able to be known? What's here? What's here right now? You don't have to look so much, but just kind of settle back and wait. See what wants to come to you. It might be body sensation. Pressure. Contact points of your hands, feet, hips, back. Might be a sense of the body sitting. Or the breath in the body. Might be sound. For some of you, just receiving the conditions of your home, wherever you are. It might be moods or mind states. Opening to what's here in this moment. This open, receptive mindfulness This is essentially a form of practice. We can not choose, we can choose to not direct our attention to any particular aspect of experience, but just to settle back and see what wants to come into mindfulness, where the attention is drawn in a particular moment. Settling back and noticing how the attention shifts from experience to experience. And yet for some of you, it may be more easeful, more natural in a way, to allow the attention to rest somewhere. That's also a form of mindfulness practice. I often encourage people to use the practice that feels most congenial. So if for you it feels more easeful to settle with the breath, for example, connecting there. And yet seeing if there might be a possibility of receiving how the breath wants to show up, as opposed to being in charge of how to look at the breath. Again, settle back and seeing what breath is received. How does this in-breath want? How is this in-breath being felt? How is the out-breath being felt? While you're noticing whatever is most easeful, whether the more broad receptive awareness, more general receptive awareness, or attuning to a particular area of experience. One of the easiest places or easiest ways to start to recognize conditionality in our experience is while we're attending to whatever is most predominant, there's probably a relationship to that experience. We may like certain things and not like other things. A direct conditioned response to what's happening. And so as you sit here for the next little while you're primarily attending to whatever's most obvious, just from time to time, you could check in and see, how is the mind in relationship to this? Do I want something to happen? I want something to stop happening? Is there maybe some confusion? Or maybe the relationship is one of ease or calm. There can also be a conditioning relationship with calm and ease. Sometimes the calm can condition what we're receiving. Sometimes what we're receiving can condition the calm. So relax, taking in your experience. And every now and then being curious about how the mind is in relationship to the experience.